are listening to Radio Albion. Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's stream. I'm here with the lovely Laura Towle, and we're going to be joined very soon by Steve Laws. And you can see that I've got a big smile on my face. I'm very upbeat. I'm a happy, happy guy tonight. And you probably know why that is. It's obviously because of yesterday. Now, we're live tonight on Odyssey, DLive, Rumble and Entropy. Please do share the links because we were talking about the big demo yesterday. And I've seen that certain clips, including one of me speaking, have really gone viral on social media. Been seen over, that little clip that Laura took of me speaking has been seen by over 100,000 people on one single account alone, the Keith Woods Europa account. So thank you so much to Keith Woods and his team for sharing that. Very much appreciated. I know the guy does great work. So thank you so much for that. So please, you know, if you can share this stream so more people can come and find out about us, find out what we do, that's great. We will be answering a few questions at the end as well. So please do share the stream. Obviously, if you want to ask a question, you can do. We do accept donations through these streams directly through Rumble or through Entropy. The Entropy links are in the chat. I also accept donations via crypto. All the crypto links are in the description below, and you can write to me at mark@thefallofwesternman.com. Also, if you enjoyed the demo, you can go to www.patrioticalternative.org.uk. A lot of people were coming up to us at the demo and saying, look, this is amazing. How do we find about more of them? Well, we're going to be talking about more of them later, but if you want to find out more, stay tuned to our social media or sign up at patrioticalternative.org.uk, and you will get emails every week about what we're doing and also emails every time we hold another demonstration like this. But yeah, we are live. Do share the links. And if you wish to send a donation, those donations are really, really gratefully received. They make all the difference. You can donate through Rumble. You can donate through Entropy. And if you're watching on replay, which thousands of people do, you can also donate via Entropy and Rumble on replay. So if you're liking the stream and you're watching after it's finished and you want to make a contribution, please do. And if people say, well, what do we contribute to you for, Mark? Well, it's things like this, you know. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how hard it is to arrange a demonstration like this. And unlike other people, we don't have a massive team. I actually do all the police liaison myself, but we're talking about that in a minute. It is going to be a high energy stream, and we are still waiting for Steve Laws. I'm going to introduce Laura, and then we're going to do some thank yous first, because there are a lot of people we need to thank before we talk about the process of how we do these things and about nationalist unity, which was a big feature of the day. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the future. But before we do that, here's the lovely Laura Towle, and I've got to say a massive thank you to her, because she actually drove us all down. Believe it or not, I put my life in her hands. She does refuse to go over 60 miles an hour on the motorway unless I start berating her, which is quite annoying. But other than that, it was a stable drive. I'd give it between sort of 7 and 8 out of 10. Well done, Laura. You can drive a car, which is a little bit of an anomaly as you are female. So yeah, that's
welcome to work next time, Mark. Feel free to get out. But yeah, I was knackered the night before the demo. My youngest, who is almost 2 now, she's 2 in April, she was just up all night. So I had about 3 hours sleep, and I was on the motorway like, please don't fall asleep, please don't fall asleep. So yeah, probably could have gone a bit faster, but I was just trying to be very careful. But yeah, it was such a good day, wasn't it? Like, I'm still on a proper high from it today.
When we came back on the way back, yeah, before we do the thank yous, we'll just sort of say our initial feelings, because you can see we're both really happy. But on the way back, it was really good. We were feeling fantastic. And when you sort of go on social media, and like Tim Murdoch messaged me from America and was like, mate, you're going viral. It's like amazing what you guys are doing. The pictures look brilliant. I had people pinging me from all, you know, sort of, because I'm friends with a lot of old nationalists from the BNP days. They don't all get around to the demos and stuff. But I had people messaging me saying, mate, those pictures on your Telegram just look incredible. The crowd looks massive. It looks brilliant. How, you know, you've pulled off an absolute banger to get the year started. But before we, so Laura, just initially, before we sort of really get into the meat of this, how do you feel about how yesterday went?
It was brilliant. It was better than I thought it would be. I remember us talking before and saying, like, how many people are we expecting? And we said, like, you know, if we can get 100, 125, that'll be really good, because it's the start of the year. It's the first one back. People need a bit of a kick up the ass for the first one. It was raining. It's in Warwick. And, you know, it's not really, I mean, I've not been there before, so I wasn't sure what it was going to be like there. But we said 100, 125 would be good numbers. But it was absolutely huge. There was the square was just full. It was, you can see on the pictures, you know, it was just absolutely incredible. And not only did we have people from Patriotic Alternative and different organisations, we'll get into this in a moment, but there were so many members of the public who'd seen the invitation to the demonstration floating about, and they came along. Not everyone stayed for the full 2 hours. You know, people might come and have a chat with us, get a couple of leaflets, stay for 10 minutes and then go shopping. And it was just such a good response from the public. And it's such a white pill, and it just makes you feel so positive, and morale is very high at the moment, I feel, because when you're chatting to so many members of the public and they're completely on your side, it's like, yes, we've got some really good people here. So it was brilliant, and the photos look amazing, you know, all the banners from the different groups and all the flags, and yeah, it was just a really good day.
Well, we've got a special guest here with us. It's Steve. How are you doing, Steve?
Hello, guys. Yeah, sorry I can't come on camera. I'm having nightmares with the laptop at the moment. But it was really good yesterday, weren't it?
Well, that's what we were just saying. We've just given our initial impressions before we do the thank yous to everyone who came. But we were just saying, we drove away and we were on a massive high, and sort of my phone was just sort of rumbling away. Laura was driving and my phone was just like constantly pinging with people messaging who'd seen the pictures, who'd seen the stuff that was going viral online, and people were absolutely buzzing. It was like driving away from that, you felt it had been like this real big win that we'd got the year off to a great start. How did you feel making your way home?
Yeah, like all of our guys on our way home were all buzzing. Like you, I was getting ridiculous amount of messages. I think my phone was going off till about 2-3 in the morning. It was absolutely crazy. And not just like by my normal supporters. I had people that actually lived in Warwick messaging me saying, thank you for coming down. We really appreciate you speaking out for us. They was going, we didn't want to come. Some of them was like, we didn't want to come to the actual event. And others was like, oh, I was really grateful you gave the leaflet. So some was a bit nervous about coming to the event because of the opposition. Not because we were there. It's because there was a lot of leftist shouting. But all of the ones that came to the event, they said they was really grateful. They enjoyed all the speeches. They said they want us to come back again. I said, we'll have to reconsider that one. But it was a great event. Everyone was on a massive high. It was a great start to the year for the protest movement. The pictures themselves tell you everything you need to know. It's brilliant optics. All of the organisations standing there together, it's just brilliant. I thought it was a great event, to be honest.
It certainly was, and that's why we're going to do some thank yous. I didn't want to do the thank yous straight away because I wanted people to filter in. So I'm just going to do a quick run through of the thank yous. Firstly, and this is a massive special thank you, this goes out to Joe Marsh and the security lads who were there with Joe. Now, just as a little bit of a thing, I spent hours dealing with police liaison and the police in Warwick before this actual event took place, as I do every time. You know, people don't understand the amount of work, the amount of back and forth, the amount of like correspondence you have with them. They ring you up. What do you want to do? You go through it. What kind of group you are? You have to tell them, because it's a new police liaison team. Then they ring you back with a list of questions. Then they go away with what you've said. Then they come back and tell you what you can do. And you say, well, I agree to this. I don't agree to that. We agree to this. And there's a lot of work involved in that. But one of the things police liaison said is, look, we're not going to let them come near you. We're going to put distance between you and them. And look, I'm not a cook. I'm certainly not somebody who's new to this. But I tend to have a good relationship with police liaison. And Leeds, Skegness, Cannock and Newark, police liaison and the local police ensured that the left were far enough away so they were nowhere near us. They certainly weren't within spitting distance or anything like that. We made sure of that. We really, really did make sure that we weren't going to get into a position at those demos where there'd be any trouble. Now, unfortunately, it didn't go down like that in Warwick. In fact, quite the opposite. The police let the Reds come right up to us. And I think they would have taken the demonstration spot had it not been for Joe Marsh and the security team. So a massive thanks to those guys turning up early, stood there. I mean, like Joe, I mean, he's a big lad. Like, you know, I'm pretty confident in myself, but I tell you, that man is like a mountain. There'd be no moving him. You'd need about 6 or 7 of me to move Joe Marsh. So there's no way that Reds are moving him. And him and his security team held that spot nice and early, didn't let anyone in. So thanks so much, Joe. It's super appreciated, mate. And to all the lads who are with him and doing that. I'd also like to thank everyone who provided security throughout the day. I'd like to thank everyone who handed out leaflets to the public. I would like to thank all the different media teams, both the ones doing video and taking photographs. I'd like to thank all those who brought flags, banners, etc. Thank you so much for following the code of conduct. Those that did throughout the demonstration itself, there wasn't any sort of breaches of the code of conduct. I would also like to thank everybody who shared this, everyone who helped make it go viral, and of course, everyone who turned up in any capacity to support it. I don't think I've missed anyone there, but if I have, please, Laura and Steve, you know, I've done my best to get everyone in there that needed thanking. But also Matt as well, for bringing the steps. It was good of Matt. He had his little steps, so it's absolutely sound bringing those. We needed them. But yeah, I'd like to thank everyone who played a part in yesterday, because, you know, there's a lot of people who text me and they're like, look, Mark, thanks so much. You know, you've done really good. Everything's going brilliant. And I do appreciate everyone thanking me, but I do want to make it clear. I do put a lot of work into this. I'm not sort of like going to go on some like, well, it's, you know, I don't do anything, because I do a lot of work, but it's not all me. It is a team effort, and everybody who took part, especially the security lads, deserve a massive round of applause. And I couldn't do it without the amazing people. And there's also people behind the scenes, the PA regional organisers, the lads in other organisations, Steve Remigration Now, Tony Martin with the National Front, the lads with White Vanguard, the guys from the British Democrats who turned up. I hope I'm not forgetting any organisations that were present, but all the guys who turned up, I can't thank them enough. And this isn't all about me, Laura or Steve. You know, if it was just me, Laura and Steve there, it wouldn't have been the resounding success it was. It takes a lot of people to pull something like this off. So thank you to everyone, whether you're just an attendee, whether you're somebody who brought flags, or whether you're one of the regional organisers, security guys. It was, or you just somebody who helped with the carpooling. It was amazing, but it was amazing because it was a big team effort. Laura and Steve, I don't know if you've got any thank yous or if I've missed anyone, but I think that's pretty comprehensive.
I think British Movement might have been there as well. I think I saw some of them.
Oh, yeah, sorry, British Movement as well. Yeah. Yep, they were there. Sorry for missing. Sorry for getting you guys. Yeah. You were there. Yep. In fact, like, I should have forgotten them, because you can see their flag on the thumbnail.
Yeah, so there were like 6 or 7 different organisations there. I also just wanted to say thank you to everybody from those organisations who got there, who got other people there, because I remember before it was like a mad rush trying to organise lifts and make sure you could pick everyone up and get them there, collected people off public transport, that kind of thing. The other organisations, I think Steve might elaborate on this, because I know it's something quite close to his heart, but everybody just working together. There might be certain things that we disagree on. We might be like 90% of the way there, but for this issue yesterday, everyone is on the same page and we all just work together. It would just, there's people that we've had arguments with in the past who came along and they were just like, screw it, let's work together. There were a few, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but there were a few people who left for Homeland, who have now left Homeland and came back to our demonstration and said, I got it wrong. Can I protest with you again? And we were like, yes, of course you can. So thank you to everyone who just was professional and serious on the day and put the issue above any, you know, ego or my group's better than yours or anything like that. And the public as well, the turnout was so good. It takes balls to turn up to one of these things when you Google Patriotic Alternative or Steve Laws and you read about us on the internet. It's scary stuff. You know, it's not true, but it's scary stuff. The public didn't care. They turned up, but they did well. It was a good crowd as well, wasn't it? They were rowdy. They were chanting. They were getting involved and booing and cheering. And that's what you want, because that energy just bounces off them and bounces to other people. So, yeah, those are my thanks.
So I'll have to say a special thanks, because when I arrived, I got there a little bit after you guys, as you know. And when all of the left see me, I've never seen anything like it in my life. They all started chimping out like it was a zoo. And they all swarmed me and tried to attack all of my organization on the way in. And there was a few lads that cleared the pathway for us to get all of my guys in. So there's a special thanks for them. Very grateful for that, because a few of my guys, this was their first protest and they've never been to an event before. So we wanted to make sure they got in safely. So that was a huge thank you to those guys. I really appreciate it. And beyond that, what I thought was really great is every protest you go to in the past before and you have different organizations there, they're all standing there and they're all holding their own individual flags and their own individual banners. But when we was there yesterday, there was Patriarchal Alternative guys and all these other organizations all holding different banners. Like my guys were holding your banners, your guys were holding our banners. It was a real show of unity. Nobody was going, oh, I don't want to be seen next to that person. I don't want to talk to that person. Everyone was just, it was a brilliant turnout. Everyone was like really energetic. There was nobody that was like walking around thinking, oh, I can't stand near that person. I can't be associated. Nobody cared about that. Everyone cared about the issue at hand. I think at this late stage in our demographic replacement, everyone knows what's at stake now. Everyone knows that we have to work under one banner and we have to work under one message. That doesn't mean we all have to be in the same organization, which is something I always make out, because everyone has different methods on activism and what they want to achieve. But the end goal is all the same for us at the end of the day. And it was really refreshing to see everyone just standing there hand in hand, unified on the message. And it was really wholesome. I think it was a great start to the year for the protest scene, and it's definitely something we can build on.
Yeah, I just want to add to that, because we're talking about the unity thing before we actually go through the DAOs. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to say, look, there was one lad there that I haven't seen since sort of the homeland split. And he came up to me. He's like, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah. And we started talking and he shook my hand and he's like, look, I'm really sorry for what happened. You know, I hope there's no hard feelings. I'm like, of course not, mate. You know, I understand these things happen. And he was very honest. He said, I used to really hate you and Laura. I was told so many lies about you guys that you'd done all these terrible things. And now I've realized that actually we were being lied to. You know, PA is still out doing these things. And, you know, obviously these other groups aren't. And it was so nice to speak to him. And I just want to reassure people that if you did go on the wrong side of that split, if you were people who were sort of conned by that group, and let's face it, everyone here on the panel tonight was in some way or another conned by people in that group at one time or another, you know, you are welcome to come back to our events. We're not going to neg you. We're not going to force you away. We're not going to tell you you can't stand with us. And it was actually really nice and very, very wholesome to have some of the young lads from the West Mids who were part of PA that got conned into going with the homeland split come back and say, you know, we're here. Is it all right if we come along? And obviously, you know, me and Laura were over the moon to see him. You know, we're not people that hold a grudge. We understand that, you know, things happen, but for the greater good, we all need to stand together and we need to fight against our demographic replacement. We need to be shoulder to shoulder. And one thing that really shone throughout the day was this idea of unity. I know there's been lots of attempts to unite the right, but yesterday, at the end of the day, when everyone, and we're going to talk about where we all ended up, we ended up in this massive pub. There was only one pub in the area that could hold us all because there's just so many of us. You know, there was people from all different groups sat around having a drink, breaking bread with one another. And there was no animosity. There was no, well, we need to spread this about you guys. We don't like you for this. You once said that. Everybody was on the same page. Everyone was there together for a common cause, and it felt really, really good. And throughout the demo, there was no trouble. Like, I've been to demos before where one nationalist group's got a beef with another and they're pushing somebody about, and there's a guy looking for another guy who's annoyed him because he said something online about him, you know, 3 weeks ago, and he wants it clarified in person. There was absolutely none of that. And people were coming up, you know, people come up to people, you know, old friends shaking hands. It was all really, really wholesome stuff. And I've got to say, that was another thing that left me feeling absolutely fantastic, to see so many people all getting along and to see people that I haven't seen for years who've come back, want to be back involved in the protest scene. You know, it's very wholesome. I don't know if you guys want to add anything else to the Unity thing, but there were so many groups there. And like Steve says, we don't all have to be in the same group, but we do all have to work together. And what does it look better having? Hundreds of people like that, a sea of flags, banners, and it was all done fairly. So, you know, Steve had his big Remigration Now banner behind the speakers, and then there was the PA banners, and then there was all the flags. And we had it all set up so everyone could show off who they were, could introduce themselves, you know. And it wasn't something where me and Laura are like, well, you know, we demand to go on last. You know, me and Laura went on earlier on in the day to give other people a chance to come on later. It was all done really fairly to give everyone a chance to shine and to make sure it was an even, it was even ground for all the groups. And if people come forward in the future when we do more of these and say, well, look, I'm from this group, can we come and speak? As long as you're sticking by the sort of code of conduct and you're sober, you know, you're coming there with good intentions and you're not going to display something that's going to drag all the other groups into disrepute, we'll have you up on the stage. You know, it's important. What do you guys think about the wider issue of this sort of unifying protest movement?
It's a good point that Steve makes about us holding each other's banners, because I was doing that yesterday. I think for quite a long time I was just stood holding the Remigration Now banner and I never really thought about it. It was just like, this banner's on my side, I agree with it, I'm going to stand here and hold it. Like you say, there's just no animosity between the groups. And Hugh Anthony, is it Anthony or Anthony? He was there as well. And I saw him, and I've never spoken to him before yesterday, but we had a bit of a chat and he told me that he'd watched the debate I had with Ricky Doolan, and I know that he gives speeches, so I was like, do you want to get up and give a speech? And he was like, yeah, go on then. And he's only 22, and I was blown away by how confident and articulate he is. I don't know anything about him other than a couple of, you know, short speeches and things that I've seen, but he is so intelligent, and if he continues down this path, I don't doubt that he could go far if he wanted to, because he just got up there and he was like, I'm here representing the youth and this is what I think. And his speech was hardcore and it was unapologetic, but it was just, he's so well spoken. So that was someone who we just sort of grabbed and were like, do you want to get up there? But people from other organisations as well, if you want to speak at one of these demos, you know, as long as you stick to our code of conduct and as long as you're on the same side, you know, you want Remigration, you want to stop immigration, you want the illegals deporting, that kind of thing, you're welcome to get up there and have a platform as well.
So yeah, Hugh, I like Hugh. We call him the fruity nationalist. He's a good lad. He's had like a rough time over the last few months when obviously it came out that he was a bit gay and that. He rode it out, and now he's really good. He's a much better speaker than I am, so I'd encourage him to speak. But another good thing that was there was nobody there with a can of beer in their hands. There was nobody there doing any drugs. There was none of that. Everyone was just there in the zone of, we've got a protest, this is the message, this is what we're campaigning on. And everyone understood the assignment. There's no animosity. There was not even anyone like going out of their way to try and fight with the left or anything like that. It was purely, this is our approach. Mark done a really good idea. It was turn the banners around so they can't even see our faces.
Wait, that was Laura's idea. That wasn't my idea. Laura's the one who made it happen. Laura tells me what she wants. I make it happen. But Laura is the power behind the throne.
That's because the police didn't really separate us. It was the lefties, and then there was a line of police, and then there was us. And we were facing the counter protest. So I thought, instead of facing these and giving our speeches to these people who were completely irrelevant, why don't we just do a 180, turn around, face the other way so that they're behind us, get the public in front of us and speak to the public. So that's what we did. We just shuffled around with the banners and did a 180. They were absolutely fuming because obviously our microphone is then, is going forward. So it's just, they're completely out of sight, out of mind. And it worked really well because everyone in front of us then was someone who was interested to hear us, you know, members of the public or other nationalists, other organisations, that kind of thing. And the police actually came up to us at the end and thanked us for doing that and said, it just makes our job a little bit easier that you guys are not here to have a fight. You know, you didn't seem bothered by then at all. You were just interested in speaking to the public. So, yeah, it worked well. That we'll have to remember it for next time.
Yeah, I thought it was a good approach, to be honest with you. And like all of the leaflets we've had, I went home with about 8 different leaflets. So that shows you how many different organizations were actually there. I remember me and Mark had a little moment where he was comparing leaflets. It felt like something out of American Psycho with the little business cards. And he's like, oh, he's looking at yours. And like, yours are a bit thinner than mine, Mark. And it's like, so it was good. It was a good day. I enjoyed the day very much. So all of my guys that came from Remigration Now are very buzzing about the next event. They're all very hyped about getting out and getting active now. It's kickstarted the year, and it's a great sign, to be honest.
You're activists as well, Steve, because there were a number of young women there as well with Remigration Now. Just top class people. I know that you're going to get, you do get a stick online for being like Mr. Hardcore and going too far. But when I met a number of your activists yesterday, they were just great people, just great men and women, just normal people, normal hardworking people.
That's all we recruit. It's normal people who want to see real world change, and they campaign on Remigration. Obviously, I do take it to the most radical position possible, but there's logic to that. It's the approach is we have to take the hard line, because if you accept and you start watering down your message before you're even in a position of power, you're not going to get anywhere. And like, everyone understands the assignment. A lot of the people that I have are like parents in my organization, or they're young women or they're young men, and they just want to see real world change. And like I said, a lot of it was their first protest. And after we got everyone back safely back to their vehicles and stuff, everyone was just like, this was amazing, this was great. I didn't realize it was going to be so good. Like, a lot of my guys were like really hyped to meet Mark as well, because they've seen him on like streams and stuff, and they're like, oh, I've got to meet Mark Collette. So everyone was happy.
They were. And I just want to really sort of talk about what Laura did, right? Before, because Laura's not really sort of labored how good her idea was. So because the police let us down and they let the Reds get so close to us, when me and Laura arrived, it was two groups of people sort of nose to nose. You know, sort of when you see two dogs on a leash and they're both sort of like baring their teeth and they're sort of at each other's faces. It was kind of like that. And I was like, oh no, we're going to be giving our speeches directly into the left. You know, the left are going to be the ones hearing what we've got to say. And I was like, this is a bit of a disaster. I spoke to the police. The police were like, well, what can we do now? Kind of like, you know, it is what it is. Deal with it, mate. And I'm like, well, we can't see the public. And when Laura was just like, why don't we turn everyone around? I was like, this is brilliant. And she just stood there, and I sort of went into like what we'll call Mark hyperactive mode, like when I've had 10 Red Bulls and I've just had a really good idea. So I'm like, look, guys, I went to everyone with the banners, right? Turn the banners around, turn the banners. So we start turning the banners. And then I was like, we can take this a step further. So Steve's banner, the Remigration Now one, was at the front at ground level. And I was like, well, if they keep theirs at ground level, and then I get the people with the big PA banners, when we start speaking, to raise them up to like mid-level. So Steve's is there. Then our two big banners are at mid-level. Then we have these huge flags on poles that just said Patriotic Alternative. I said, then you get them above. We've almost got like three stories of banners. We've got Remigration Now, Stop the Boats, Deport Them All, and then two massive Patriotic Alternative ones. So I said, get everyone that side. And as soon as the speeches start, raise the banners in that way. So the public and the photographers couldn't even see the left then. So from the angle that you were looking at, if you were watching the speakers or if you're photographing the speakers, you can't see the left. And they were just completely blocked out. And at this point, they didn't really know what to do, because they were like, well, we're stood staring at people's like backsides. We're looking at the backs of banners. We can't hear what they're saying. They can't really hear us. And at first they started to try and drown out our speakers, but they couldn't do it because we weren't even paying them any attention. It's kind of that thing, like treating them like naughty children, ignoring them, actually did the trick. And if you look at the pictures, I took a lot of the pictures, obviously, that went on social media, because I love buzzing around and getting everything from the right angle. But you saw how many people we had, and you saw how irrelevant they were, because of Laura's absolutely incredible plan. And they left very, very dejected at the end of the day. And our guys left on a real high. But it's actually a little bit more interesting than that. Now, when we left, things took sort of like a really interesting turn. And the police said to us, look, you've got to go down there in the opposite direction that they are. And we were like, well, that's going to be difficult because is there a venue down in that direction that's big enough to hold us all? And there wasn't. And when we looked back, it looked like there was about 150, 200 people with flags and banners just walking around Warwick, not being able to find a pub big enough to hold us all. So they said, look, we don't want you having a march. But then they basically forced us to have an impromptu march. Motorists were going past peeping, people were waving, people were asking for leaflets. And we went round Warwick in this giant loop, ended up back at Marketplace. All of the Reds had then gone. Wetherspoons was the only pub in the whole place, in the whole town, that could hold us. And at that point, everyone just went into Wetherspoons, and the Wetherspoons people were so nice. They were just like, look, as long as you don't show your banners and your flags and you behave, we don't mind you coming in. Everyone piled in there. People were eating, having a drink. But it was almost like if the police did betray us and put the Reds next to us to screw us over and then force us to walk off in a random direction, they did us a massive, massive favor because we humiliated the Reds. We got an impromptu march thrown into the deal. And then when we got back to Marketplace, we were allowed to dominate the biggest pub. And as me and Laura stood outside the pub, members of the public were basically queuing up to come and talk to us. How do we get involved? Where can we sign up? Are you going to be doing other things? And then Steve came out of the pub and people were mobbing him and asking for pictures with him. And it was just so good, wasn't it? It was just like, it was one of those things where everything on that day could have gone against us. Like the Reds being placed there, the fact the police told us we had to walk off down this random, you know, in this random direction at the end. They're like, you can't stay in Marketplace. You can't go to Wetherspoons. But the way it all worked out, we just managed every single sort of spanner that was thrown in the works and then turned it to our, you know, we took all the problems and turned them around to our advantage. And by the end of it, you know, it was just so, so positive. And I can't underscore the fact enough that at the end of the day, when everyone was in that pub, the public were coming up to us, everyone was getting on, it was brilliant. I mean, Steve, what did you think to the impromptu march around the city?
So, yeah, I was just going to mention that. What I liked about the march as well is normally when you have a little march and you have different organisations there, they all walk in their own little groups and it's always like this organisation stays in their little bubble and everyone sort of sticks like that. But it wasn't like that on this march. Everyone was mingling, everyone was talking. Like I was looking back for my guys and they're like mixed amongst your guys and your guys are mixed amongst mine and all these other organisations and everyone's just enjoying themselves. And it wasn't like it just felt really wholesome. Like I've not seen this level of unity and nationalism in years. And I've been around for like 7 years now. You've been an awful long time now, Mark. So I'm not even going to try and compare it to you. But it was brilliant to see like all of these organizations actively walking next to each other, campaigning on the same issue. And when we had this march and we went into the Wetherspoons, I've never been to a protest before where everyone wants to shake my hand and everyone wants a picture. That was very weird for me. That was a weird thing, to be honest. I was expecting Mark would be the person who gets mobbed. And it was like I turned up and everyone wanted a picture. I'm like, oh my God, I hate pictures at the best of times. This isn't great. But when we was in Wetherspoons, for instance, it wasn't just everyone sitting in their own tables. Everyone was mixing amongst each other. They was all buying each other drinks and stuff. It was great. Like we only stopped for a quick one, really, because we had a long journey. But there were a lot of our guys stayed behind and mixed amongst your guys and stuff. And to be honest, it was just brilliant. I can't praise the day enough. I think this is a great start to the year and we can definitely build on this. And anyone who's watching this who was like, oh, I wanted to come, but I wasn't sure, you should definitely come to the next one. Even if you're an organization and you wasn't there before and you want to speak and have a representative there, by all means, do it. Like, we don't want to make it the Steve, Mark and Laura show. We want every organization with us because at the end of the day, there's two options. There's the nationalist street movement that we're trying to build up, or you can have the CivNat slop that Tommy Robinson and that put out. And we all know how that works out. So we're trying to build a real world movement on the streets that's actually going to activate real world change. And all of our guys understood the assignment. There was no violence. There was no drinking on the streets. Like everyone waited until the end to have a drink and stuff. And that's unheard of in nationalist demos, really. Like normally you go to an event and there's always people walking around with a can of Stella or something. And there was none of that. It was great to see, to be honest.
Laura, what was your thoughts of having to, after being up all night with your daughter, what was your thoughts about having to walk around Warwick for 20 minutes looking for a place to drink?
Unimpressed. No, I mean, it's all, lots of cars were going past, weren't they, and beeping at us and thumbs up. And I love that. That's always a great morale boost. I was just going to say to Steve, I remember when, because I always speak first at the demos, because I'll sort of like introduce who we are, explain why we're there, and then give a short little mini speech. And I remember at the end of mine, I said, oh, we've got some good speakers today. I said, we've got Steve Laws. And the crowd just, way, absolutely mad for Steve Laws. And you were stood right at the front in front of me, and you looked so shocked that you got that response from the public. But everyone knows who you are, and everyone loves you.
Yeah, it was a shock. Like, I'm not one of them who sort of like boosts my own ego and stuff. I just do it for the cause. Like, at the end of the day, I'd rather everyone focused on remigration than me. But it was nice to see. Like, it's wholesome. It shows that I'm gaining ground in what we're putting out, and like, our message is growing. Like, that's a good sign. But that aside, like, the speakers were great. Everyone was stood around listening to the speakers. There's nobody like when the speakers come up just whittling their thumbs and going, oh, this is boring. Like, everyone's speeches were short and sweet, and they was all impactful, and they was all relevant to why we was there. And it was just brilliant. I can't celebrate this event enough, to be honest. I'd say it was a huge success for the start of the year. We had a couple of hundred people there, all in a tight knit crowd, the flags, the banners, all of the people that was there, like, it's just brilliant. And I think we can definitely build on this, I think.
Well, that's the next question, because we're not going to keep the guys here all night. We have got some super chats to do at the end, but I'm not going to force Laura and Steve to stick around for them. I'll answer those myself or do any questions if people want me to. I know Laura's got to put the girls to bed, and I know Steve's got his kids as well. They're welcome to stay, obviously, as long as they want them to answer the questions if they wish to. But the next thing we've got to talk about, unless anyone's got anything to add about the day, is the future. Because I've got to be really honest here. When we did this, we did it this weekend for a good reason. And I'll tell you the good reason. People are kind of wiped out over Christmas financially, and people don't really get back on their feet until the first pay packet in January, which is usually the last Friday in January. So we thought, look, to let people sort out their finances, to let the year get well underway, if we do it the first Saturday in February, that will be a great way to kick the new year off. And it was. The weather was fantastic. We were really lucky on that. It didn't actually rain on the day, even though every day before it was saying it's gonna rain all day, and it didn't. It was absolutely brilliant. But I can say this: people left that wanting more. And when we said we were gonna kick the year off on February the 7th, it's not just about kicking the year off and ending it on the same day. This was meant to be the start of something big. Now, I'm not going to mention any names, but the protest movement has been really damaged in the past by people running it into the ground for their own ego and benefit. And what that means is people started arranging a demo per week. You know, so it's, oh, we're in Birmingham this week, then we're in Coventry, then we're in Leicester, then we're in Nottingham, then we're up in Scotland, then we're down in Dover. And the problem is, when you do that, people can't afford to be at a demo every week. You know, if you're driving down and it's costing you 30 quid in petrol, and then you're grabbing some food at the services and a couple of pints in Wetherspoons, you know, it all adds up. And before you know where you are, you maybe spent 60 quid. Now, doing that once a month or once every couple of months is quite pleasurable. It's quite affordable. It's actually quite fun. It's good because you look forward to seeing your friends, and events then become bigger. But in the past, people have been calling these demos sort of every week, and it ran it into the ground. And demos began with several hundred people, and they ended, well, they fizzled out. They started with a bang. Like, the biggest demo was us in Cannock with 500 people. And by the time the demos finished, people were being told to turn up places, and no one was even leaving the pub because there wasn't enough people in the pub to make an actual noise on the street. And that's tragic. So we want this to be the start of something new, but we want it to be planned. We want people to trust myself, Laura, and Steve, so that you trust in us to call the demo in the right place on the right dates, and that we stick to the dates that we pick. Every group will be invited, Everyone will be allowed to be represented. Everyone can bring their own banners. Everyone can bring their own leaflets, as long as they're reasonable, as we said, and, you know, don't embarrass anyone. So obviously nothing that would bring anyone into disrepute. But if everyone can follow that and trust us, we want this to be the start of a new era. And we want this year to have several really high profile demos like Warwick, proper ethno-nationalist, home flags only, no Israeli flags, no foreign flags, no cucking, you know, no getting up, you know, some transgender to speak, no flying over Maoris to do the haka on stage. You know, we don't want any of that. It's going to be proper ethno-nationalist demonstrations held regularly enough so that we don't lose momentum, but irregularly enough so that we don't burn through people's goodwill or through people's purses. I think that's the way forward. I've discussed that with Laura and Steve. This is going to be the start of something new. We're not going to tell you exactly when we're going to do the next one, but we have already floated some dates. We're going to hold them as much as we can across the central belt, so like East and West Midlands, so that if you're coming from the south or the north, you're not having to travel the entire length of the country. We're going to make it so it's better. And we've already been discussing improvements. We want to bring our own sound system next time, so we are amplified. We want a proper microphone with a speaker system. You know, that can be achieved and we can do it. You know, we are going to be bringing a film team that will be showing it live on, you know, Telegram and YouTube. So we're not relying on people who are going to chop it up and just put out the most salacious bits. So you'll be able to view the speeches live as well. We're going to make a number of changes. We're going to take the feedback from the community. We're going to act on that. We want it bigger. We want it better. We want it to run more smoothly, but we want more of you guys with us. I think we've proved that this system worked. We've proved that unity works. We've done this probably at the most difficult time of the year, the beginning of the year when it's colder and wetter and people are less likely to travel and go out. It's going to be only getting warmer from here. It's going to get easier to travel. Please do join us. And Steve, what do you say about this? Because me and you have been talking all day about the future of this. How important is it to get a robust ethno-nationalist, hardline remigration? We're doing this for the Indigenous Brits movement to counter the sort of Tommy grifters.
It's incredibly important. Like, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have real nationalists on the street, because it shows that not only does it show the nationalists that there's a pushback, there's a fight back, and they can stand next to us and they know that we're trying to achieve something in the real world. But also it gives the public confidence to adopt our position, because the more they see us on the street, the more they see us, hear us speak, the more they see us as the calm, civil people that we are. And it will just only encourage the movement to grow. We had a couple of hundred at the last protest. We hope to at least have 300-400 at the next one and try and achieve it that way. And if everyone from all of their organizations can bring as much manpower as they can, we can achieve this. We can't achieve this on our own. We need to put our hands out to all of the other organizations and we say, look, we want to take our country back, and we need to build a real world movement first before we can even get into a position to do that. And the only way to do that is to make a physical presence on the street. And if the alternative is the Sibnats and everyone goes and sings Kumbaya in central London and dance into the haka, that's not going to achieve that. But when you see real nationalist flags and you see all of the banners and there's no foreign flags, there's no Israeli flags there, there's none of that nonsense, it gives people encouragement to come out and say, okay, I can stand amongst this because I'm not going to be embarrassed by what's going on around me, because they know that everyone around them thinks the same way as them, completely agrees with everything they stand for. Although we might have the small, minute differences on things, but that's irrelevant at the end of the day, because 95 to 99% of everything we agree on. So if we can push forward on this and we keep spreading the protest out long enough that it's not to a point where people are, like Mark mentions, having to spend all of their wages every month going to a protest, because that's not good, because we don't want our people to be poor to achieve this. This is the thing. So we want to make sure that everyone has enough time in between a protest to get ready, get arranged, get everything in place so they can do it. Because a lot of people work weekends as well. They need to book this time off work. A lot of people have children. They need to find child cover for it and so forth. So once we've started building this movement slowly, by the time we reach the middle of the summer, I'm hoping we're at the point where we've got 2,000, 3,000, even 5,000 patriots on the street, all standing together, hand in hand, all of our organizations. And I know we've got the manpower there. There's loads of us out there. You just need to have the confidence to go out to these protests. And I think the Warwick one has shown people that we can achieve this. The unity was absolutely spectacular. I've already mentioned it before, but the fact that you've got nationalists holding banners that aren't theirs, that's a huge sign of unity going forward, because it's unheard of before. Everyone stays in their own little cliques, and that didn't happen there. Like, I even had like some of your guys handing my leaflets out. I was handing some of your leaflets out. It was like, I didn't know what was going on at some points. It was just like, it was just amazing to see. So if we can build on this and we can keep pushing forward and we get the right speakers and anyone who's leading an organization, if you want to speak, I encourage it. Get up, spread your message, tell the people what they need to hear. That's great. And I think the main priority is that everyone who does come to these events, and I'll say this, is don't bring any nonsense to it. Don't bring any silly banners that's going to get anyone in trouble around you. Don't bring any flags that can put people into disrepute, because our guys still have work. They still have jobs. We don't want anyone to get into a situation where they go, I was seen at that protest and now it's become a problem because of a certain banner. But if we keep the message on point, remigration now, deport all the illegals, close down the hotels, stop immigration, all of these messages that we stand for, once we've got all of this achieved and we stand by that message and we keep growing and we stay consistent, more and more people will come and stand with us. And I think by the time we get to the summer, we should have a huge street movement if we do everything right. And I encourage everyone watching this to come and stand with us. We need you with us.
What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's been a few people who have said, oh, I didn't know about the demonstration, or if I knew about it, I would have come. And me and Mark are banned from all mainstream social media. So you have to either follow us on Telegram or sign up to our newsletter, which you can do on our website. We send a mail out every Friday, and that way you'll hear about it from us. But there were so many other people promoting the demonstration as well, like Steve, people from other groups. I saw it floating around all over the place. So if you definitely want to hear about every demo, our newsletter, but just follow people on social media and you'll get an invite, and we'd love to see you there. And it's just, I mean, there were families who turned up with their children. I personally wouldn't take my children just because the state's always got the BDI staring at me and children's services and all that kind of thing. But there were families who turned up with their kids, and it was just a good, wholesome day out. You know, people who really care about the area where they live, people who care about the future and the country that their children are growing up in, they were making a stand. So it's not scary. You know, we'll always protect you from the left. We've got a load of big guys on our side who sort of like go and stand in front of them and protect all the women and that. So yeah, come along and come and chat with us and come and represent yourself or represent another organization. We'd love to see you there.
The big question is, Steve, when are we going to get Zuma historians speaking in one of those British colonial helmets?
I'd love him to come to a protest, mate. But you're going to have to encourage him on that one. He doesn't really do the protest movements. But I would love him to be there. I'd love him to be the main speaker.
We need him there, mate. We need him there. In
Zuma's an absolute
British
patriot.
Colonial uniform.
Yeah, I can't say anything. A bad word against Zuma. He's an absolute patriot. He's helped me every step of the way, and honestly, he's the best ally I've got in the movement. But yeah, I would love him on the street, but I'm not going to try and force him.
I was really hoping to meet him. You see, when you said you were coming and you're bringing your lads, I was like, oh, I really hope Zuma's going to be there. It'd be really nice to have shaken his hand and sort of meet him in person, because that's one of the things, like, you have a little sort of wish list of who you're going to meet, and so like, oh, am I going to meet so and so? Is this group going to be there? And it's so nice walking around, seeing everyone. And look, if you are someone who is a content creator, or you are someone, you know, who makes speeches or appears on panels online, you know, do come. And if you want to give a speech, if you want to come and promote what you do, hand out your business cards, it's great to have people there. And, you know, there were people there that I was hoping to see. It was great to see Steve again. I've not seen him since our conference last year. You know, it is a great way to meet people. There's somebody in the chat. I just wanted to bring this up. Someone in the chat from Remigration Now actually met someone who's in PA, and they found out, they were like, where do you come from? Well, I come from X. And the other goes, so do I. Where do you live? Oh, I live down here. So do I. It turns out they live on the same street. So we actually found two people, one from Remigration Now, one from PA, who live on the same street. This is how we build links. This is how people make friends. This is how people get in touch with others. And it's how you feel less isolated. And look, I'm going to underscore this with a really important, sobering point, but also a point with a very happy ending. And we'll round out on this, unless anyone's got anything to add, then we'll do the super chats. And so if the other guys want to go, well, I do them. I understand they've got to get the kids to bed. My kids have stopped screeching, so that I'm assuming that means they are in bed now. I don't know if you've heard them squawking throughout the night, but they are quite noisy around bedtime. My apologies if they have disrupted the stream for you. But being a nationalist at times, I'm going to get to the point now, by the way, being a nationalist at times can be depressing. It can be dispiriting. We all get used to being beaten down. We get used to being ridiculed. We get used to being banned, deplatformed, debanked. You get used to having your worldview rubbished. And worse of all, you get used to having all the crap you hate rubbed in your face. But it's not just rubbed in your face. It's rubbed in your face and you're told it's the norm. It's the norm. Everyone likes it. And you're the weirdo, you're the outsider, you're the freak for not liking the multiculturalism and the LGBT and all of the terrible things that they foist upon you. And that can be very isolating. And I know a lot of nationalists who feel really bad. I know a lot of people who go through regular bouts of depression, feeling down in the dumps, feeling like, God, I'm so isolated and I can't change everything or anything. And the whole world's against us, and I'm just this one little person that can't do anything. And you feel isolated, you feel alone, you feel trapped in your own house, you feel that you can't walk out and talk to other people like you. And that takes a real toll. But when you come to one of these events and you meet hundreds of people, because as I said, when we left that event, there was about 100, well, there was about 200 people at the demo when we all decamped, but there was hundreds of people who arrived and came for a couple of the speeches or came for half an hour and left. Hundreds of people attended that demo over the course of the 2 hours. And when you come to one of these events, you all of a sudden realize a few things. Firstly, you're not isolated. You're not alone. There's an entire community of wonderful people who feel the same way as you and that want to get to know you. They want to shake you by the hand. They want to sit and have a drink with you. They'll sit in Wetherspoons having dinner with you, talking about the issues you care about. And sometimes you find someone who's going home on the same train or who's literally lives on the same street as you do. These things aren't just important as big spectacles where we get the word out and we create a buzz. They're not just important because it shows the public there are people that care about them. These things are important because our people need a community, and it's healthy, it's good to get out there and to meet people like you. And I can guarantee you that when everyone drove home yesterday, they were buzzing, they'd had a great day. People felt like they'd really achieved somebody something. They'd felt like they'd met people who were like them. They'd made new friends. And there wasn't anyone going home grumbling. And if you're somebody who was sat at home yesterday watching all this, thinking to yourself, I feel isolated, I feel alone, I feel like I can't make a difference, I feel no one understands me, you should have been there yesterday, because there's hundreds of people there who do understand you and want to meet you and want to shake you by the hand and want to be your friend and want to talk to you about the issues you care about. This isn't just about the demo itself. It's about something deeper. It's about bringing our people together and as a group, planting our flag, advocating for our people and going away knowing that you're part of something bigger and that you have an entire community of people behind you. That's so important. I don't know what you guys want to round off with, but you guys have your final say, and then if you want to stick around, we'll do the super chats.
I'll get off if that's all right, Mark, because my two daughters had a little late nap, so they wouldn't go to sleep before the stream, so they're up a bit too late. But I want to end with something completely different and say, for the last 2 years, my husband Sam has either been in prison or he's been on license, so he's not been able to attend any political events. And before these 2 years, we used to do everything together, go to the conference together and the camp and the demos and stuff like that. And for the last 2 years, I've had to do everything by myself without him. However, if you've been following his sentence, you'll know that his time is almost over. And in 3 weeks' time, he is a free man and his license has finished. His 2 years are done. He's done his sentence and he's back. So he's going to be back at stuff with us, you know, the camp, the conferences, demos. So I do think that that demo that we had yesterday is probably the last thing that I will be doing without him, because he's back with us and back as part of our community. So he's really excited to see you all. And so many people asked me yesterday how he was doing, how the kids doing, and we're all doing great. And we're just very excited for him to come back and, you know, be part of PA again and pick up the role of a regional organiser for Yorkshire. So, yeah, I just want to finish on that. I'm glad it's finally coming to an end. But other than that, thanks to everyone who played their part yesterday. And it was great to see you again, Steve, and good to see you as always, Mark. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, take care. Take care.
Thank see you, Laura. Soon. It was lovely seeing you.
Bye, everyone. See you soon.
Steve, do you want to have the final say, mate? And if you have to get off, you have to get off. And
I could stay for another 10, 15 minutes or so, mate. So
cool. Well, we'll answer the super chats again. But give us your final thoughts, mate, and you give your wrap up.
You know, just quickly to mention, that's great news about Sam. I'm really hyped to be able to see him again as well, to be honest with you, because I haven't spoken to him since I wrote to him when he was in prison, and that was a long time ago. So that's great news for Laura and his family and our family. But on that, I'll go back to the point you were saying about people who are depressed and they don't know what to do. What I always tell my guys is it's just one step at a time. Don't try and achieve the end goal straight away, because you're not getting straight to the end goal. If you have to go out one step at a time and start, today we're doing leafleting, so we'll do the leafleting today, and then the next day it's the protest, and another day we're going to do some online campaign. Take everything as it comes, one step at a time, and you won't feel so overburdened. You won't feel like you've got to take on the entire world, because you can't do that alone anyway. And if you do, I call it the baby steps to victory. And if you keep taking these baby steps, eventually we achieve more and more and more. And it gives you a sense of you've achieved something once you are going down these steps. If you keep going, well, we've got to get rid of every single immigrant. Obviously we have, but you can't just go straight from naught to 100 miles an hour. You have to accelerate along the way. So if you feel a bit down in the dump, just join an organization that you trust. Then you meet a like-minded community. Then you'll start meeting patriots, and then you'll realize that they live in your area. And then from there, you can go, right, I can go meet this guy for a drink at the weekend, and we can discuss a bit of activism. And you can sort of extend on that. And that's kind of how we've grown Remigration now. Like, a lot of our guys know each other from past activism and so forth. And a lot of our guys are new, and they've came in and they've met new people, and everyone's welcomed them in. It's kind of a similar approach what you have in PA. But back to the demo, finish up on that, I'll say I can't congratulate everyone enough who came and like got involved in the protest, because there were a lot of people that was their first protest, and to come to your first protest against quite a hostile crowd that we had surrounding us, the fact that we kept everyone safe and sound, nobody got into any incidents, I don't think any of our guys got arrested. All of this was great news, and it's a great sign of going forward. And I encourage anyone listening to come and stand with us. We need as many people as possible to join the movements. You can either join Remigration now, you can stay as an independent, you can join Patriarchal Alternative or any of the other organizations were there if we don't take your fancy. But we do need to stand together as one, under one banner and one message when we're at these events. So that's what I would encourage and end on this is we need more of you with us. We are stronger together. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to do the super chats now. If you haven't sent a super chat and you wish to, now's the time. You can always donate offline when the stream's over. But if you want it reading out, now's the time. If you've got any questions, we'll happily answer them. Nationless Nationalist gave $3. Thank you so much. Said, appreciate the content for common people. For common people so they can understand. Thank you so much. Dawny B said thank you and gave $10. Well, thank you, my dear. We have $5 from Open Borders for Israel. He says, great work, everyone. Remember to stay safe from Antifa. Well, we certainly did. They certainly didn't have the sort of numbers that would have been needed to stop us. Ethno Nationalist just gifted 5 subs over on Rumble. Thank you so much. And as I always say, if you do accept the gifted subs, it would be very nice if you could maintain them. It costs just $5 a month to subscribe to me on Rumble. And if I had, you know, just 500 people doing that every month, that would make a huge difference, because it would mean at the start of every month, I would know that basically, you know, my core bills and everything were covered. That would be really, really good. I'd really appreciate that. And most people, I'm sure, could afford $5 without noticing it missing. I'm not asking for people to give huge amounts individually, but if people do give a small amount, you know, and if a few people would step forward, as I said, just 400 or 500 people out of my Rumble followers became subscribers, that would mean a lot. And people are regularly gifted subs. If they could maintain them, that would be very much appreciated. Kenny Smith's Kebab gave $15. Thank you so much. And he said, I was disappointed in the lack of policy documents and cat boys. I want my kebab money back. Yes. I thought you'd like that one, Steve. Look, I think the important thing is there's lots of people out there that, although there are some groups out there that think drafting 150-page policy documents are going to change the world. And look, I was in the BNP, and the BNP used to do this. You know, every time a general election would come about, we'd do a big 120-page manifesto that no one would read. It would take dozens, if not hundreds of hours, man hours, to write and produce. And it would go in the bin, you know, the day after election day. And I think, you know, it's all well and good having these big, deep intellectual takes, but what really matters is marrying the content we produce online, the memes, the information, with real life activity on the street. And I think that's what we did at the weekend. And I can assure you of this, our guys who did all the filming are working very hard now. I've actually, while the stream is on, I've just seen the PA videographers chat on Telegram lighting up. They're preparing the speech as we speak, and we're going to get them to Steve early next week so he can put them up online. That's what people want to see. People don't want to read a 150-page document. What people want to see is nationalists on the street advocating for the safety of our young girls and communities. I don't know if you've got anything to add there, Steve.
Well, I was never a member of Homeland Party anyway, so I don't know what anyone's on about there. but yeah, like, to be fair, like, I can understand the approach if people want to write policy as well, but it has to be matched with street presence. Nothing's achieved without having in real world activism to match it. So it's all well and good. I have an awful lot of guys who do online activism, and we do change an awful lot of the narrative in terms of politics with the online activism. But without the real world activism, it doesn't have that final push to take it over the line. So, for instance, I would say, like, for instance, a leafleting campaign is very, very useful, even though a lot of people, they read a leaflet and it throw it away. But the fact they're seeing the message, even for a couple of seconds, they understand where it's coming. And from there, you can elaborate and you can slowly start bringing these people over. They can search for where they need to go and so forth. But you'd never reach those people if they're not online. So you have to have a real world presence as well. So I think both of them have their benefits at the end of the day.
Thank you. Nokmal gave $15. Thank you so much. He said, I thought PA was brilliant on the day. I love the aesthetic with all the flags. The left's chanting can create a deterring atmosphere for members of the public passing by and make them seem larger than they are. So here's some money towards a louder speaker. Well, thank you so much. We are going to be bringing... So me and Steve have been chatting today. Me and Steve are sort of what I call voice note buddies. We like to send each other little voice notes and sort of brainstorm about things. And we've already been talking about things we need to do. And internally, PA will be having a full debrief early next week. And we're going to come up with a list of things that we're going to improve. And we are 100% going to get a proper microphone and loudspeaker there. So there is a full PA system for PA and for the other speakers. And we've already got some ideas about where we're going to do this next. And we're going to make sure, you know, if needs be, somebody brings a little generator, whatever we need to do, we're going to do it to ensure that everyone can hear what we've got to say. Steve, it would help, wouldn't it? You know, one thing, we have already been noting these improvements, and you've come up with some stuff about security, about getting everyone there together. We've been talking about lots of things, but we are going to be tightening up with both security, stewarding. So, you know, stragglers don't get caught off guard, but we're also going to be doing better with the sound, aren't we?
Yeah, well, that's what we was discussing. So getting a large sound system. So even if you've got a screeching mob behind us, we're going to drown them out with the sound system and it's not going to be an issue. And I've realized that we need to tighten security when I arrived and I got absolutely swarmed by lefties. I've never experienced anything like that. I thought you was the devil. It turns out I'm the devil. And I didn't realize how hated I was by the left. It must be the total remigration line. It must drive them insane. But yeah, so we've been working on the plans to get more security and more stewards to keep everyone at bay. So when our guys do turn up, and if, say, someone is running a little bit late, we can get them into the event and there's going to be no issues. And we don't want to rely on the people who are at the protest already to have to do security who aren't security guys. So the main goal is we'll have dedicated security in future, which will achieve that end.
Yeah. I think what we need, so we've got the stewards there, the PA stewards, and they sort of guard the area. But what we're saying is we need to make sure that all the speakers get in, all the speakers get out, because obviously the sort of flashpoint there was Steve and his group. They came up from the train station and had to make their way through the Reds, which, again, it's not Steve's fault. It's the fault of the police. The police did assure us we wouldn't end up running that gauntlet, and we ended up running that gauntlet, which was unfortunate. And we don't want that happening. So 100%, we are going to be addressing getting the speakers in and out, because the stewards did an amazing job, Joe Marsh and his team, making sure that we held the heron statues from the beginning. But, you know, we've got to make sure that everyone who wants to come and hear the speeches can get to the actual speakers. It was made up, gave $20. Thank you so much. So great to see such a great turnout. Keep it up and maybe the crowds will grow and grow. Well, hopefully it will. Thank you so much. Kurgan86 gave $50. Thank you so much. Said, Mark, God bless you and Laura. I'm going to have to catch this on replay. Effing dirt meat. Yes, dirt meat. If you haven't seen Blackpilled's video, The Whitmans, he produced the whole thing himself. It's sort of a 23-minute film that he produced entirely using AI, and talks about the dangers of universalism. Have you seen that, Steve? Have you seen Blackpilled's The Whitmans?
No, send it to me on WhatsApp after the stream and I'll give it a watch.
If you haven't watched it, it's great viewing after the show. And if you haven't subbed Blackpilled on Odyssey or Rumble, make sure you do. The guy is an incredible content creator. Like, I've always thought my videos were good quality back in the day, but this guy, he makes me look at my videos and feel embarrassed. His videos are so good quality. I look at my own, I'm like, no, why aren't mine that good? He's just so good. And The Whitmans is sort of his peak nationalist video making. Go and watch it. It's brilliant. Then you'll understand what dirt meat is. Don't Mind Me 91 gave $20. Thank you so much. Said, well done, folks. Any more Midlands protests planned in the near future? Well, as you said, we're working towards it. You will be finding out very soon. Eags22 gave $5. Thank you so much. Said, Mark, I mentioned revamping the high street in a previous chat. In your opinion, what would your perfect community centre look like, including libraries, sports halls, cafes and workshop spaces? Well, yeah, the high street has declined. And I would love to see, you know, traditional white working class towns be completely rejuvenated. And it would include all of those things. We do need, rather than our councils, you know, paying for migrants, interpreters, pride events, we need libraries, we need sports centres for children. We need to ensure that there are things for our people to do. And I think, if we take back areas of our country, or if we build intentional white communities, we need places where our people can just meet, have a coffee, maybe borrow a book, maybe learn something, do workshops. I mean, Steve, you've seen this in areas where we both traveled to, how depressing a lot of British towns and cities are, you know, but the councils are just too interested in pouring money into migrants. And because of that, they're shuttering community centres and spaces for white people.
Well, yeah, it's happened in my own town. So we've had a sports centre closed down. We've had a local library closed down. And like the town centre, although it's being slowly revamped now, there's still not any improvement on the actual properties and businesses that are on the high street. So we've got a rundown Debenhams that doesn't exist no more. We've got vape shops and we've got like the odds kebab shop and stuff. And then there's a Greggs. It reminds me of the meme you shared on Telegram a while ago. And it's like Greggs is saving the high street. It literally is. Everyone who's white and working class goes to Greggs. And all of the foreigners go to all the kebab shops and the vape shops. And there's a clear divide. So I would love to see that revamped and bringing back the sports centres. Because I used to take my kids swimming and stuff to the sports centre. Now I have to go out of town to do it. So when that's, and if you like, extend that all over the country, everyone's having the same issue. So yeah, I'd like to see more than just Greggs, really. Although I do love a Greggs, I would like to see more than Greggs.
I got to ask you, Steve, is Greggs the last implicitly white shop on the high street?
Yeah, it has to be. It's like a ritual, isn't it? If you don't go to Greggs at least once a week, you feel like you're missing out. You feel like you're letting the high street down.
You do. And when you go there as well, you know that Greggs is the white man's haven because their top selling item is the world famous Greggs sausage roll, which obviously counts out you sort of many migrant groups, doesn't it? So, you know, it could be a test of whether you're a true Brit. You know, do you remember, this is a random sort of tangent. I know you've got to get off, so I'm not going to keep you too long. This isn't like going to be a full show, but can you remember when they asked all those politicians sort of how much is a Greggs sausage roll? They're all talking about how they, you know, we needed to save the high street and how much they loved going out for like a sausage roll and pasties with their kids because it's a popular thing to say. But none of them actually knew how much a Greggs sausage roll was. And I think that's another sort of telling sign, isn't it? If you live in a white working class area and you've got kids, you know how much almost everything is on the Greggs menu.
Well, when I go into Greggs as well, I kind of have the same order all the time. So like the people working behind the counter know what I'm getting. So I get a sausage roll, I get a cup of tea and I get like a sausage baguette and maybe a fruit pot if I'm feeling a little bit healthier. And that's kind of, but like I build it up because I have the Greggs app as well. So I always try and get like the free sausage roll out. I know it sounds silly, but like it's like a little reward, isn't it? You've been there 10 times now. I've got my Greggs free sausage roll. And I think that should be like, if you want to prove you're British as well, you should be eating a sausage roll.
And when we go in as well, it's one of those things. Like if you go in and you get the Greggs 4-pack of sausage rolls, you know they're sort of like good as well. They're sort of those bomb-proof things that you can put in your fridge, and they're good for snacking at any time. So yeah, we are definitely a Greggs family. Although the missus is a bit of a heretic on this one. She's not that big on the sausage rolls. She likes to go to the sort of heated counter and get the chicken dippers. She's a bit of a chicken dipper fiend. So. Yeah, slightly different. Still Greggs, but, you know.
Yeah, it's not quite, is it?
No, it's in Greggs. I mean, Greggs do sell them. Like, we go, I'm a sausage roll man, you see. I like the Greggs sausage roll, and I like the cheese and onion pasty. My little girl, she's sausage roll and the Homer Simpson ring donut. But the missus is like the hot chicken dippers with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, my kids are exactly the same. They get the Homer Simpson pink donut and a sausage roll, and they get a they do like a pink lemonade bottle of drink in the fridge, and they like that one as well. Yeah.
Mate, I tell you, if you ever come up my way, a family day out with you and your kids and me and my family, we'd just be in the eating Greggs session, having an all day Greggs bender. The chat are going to be like, "What are you guys on?" But if you live in Britain, if you live outside Britain, you won't understand. But if you live in Britain, you know. Stan SS Stan one gave $15 and said, great work, everyone. Support everything you do. Thank you so much. Don't mind me. 91 gave another $20. Thank you so much. And said, just throwing in some petrol money. Well, thank you so much. Hazelnut 3000 gave $10. Thank you so much. And said, thanks for the organization and your hard work. It was a really great day. And the social at the end was a brilliant finish. I was in no hurry to go home. Well, thank you so much, Hazelnut. It was great seeing you there. It's always a pleasure seeing you in real life, and thank you for traveling all the way down. Mr. Smalls 14 gave $5 and said, great show, lads. Thank you so much. Jess English Rose gave $20. Thank you so much, and said, thank you for everything you guys are doing. It was amazing to meet you all, Mark, Laura, and Steve yesterday. It was fantastic, successful, productive demo. Everyone united for the cause. Remigration now. Well, thank you. And what a lovely super chat to end on. And also a big thank you to Xanthadrin for becoming a monthly supporter live on stream. Thank you so much. And that's the end of the super chat. So Steve, you are the guest, you're the man of the moment. We'll be getting those videos of me, you, Laura, and the other speakers over to you. I hope you'll post them all up on X next week. Do you want to have the final say?
Yeah, so all I can say is thanks for all the hard work on organizing it, Mark, and like, our guys do really appreciate it. Of course, it was a team effort for everyone involved, but I know how much work you put in behind the scenes to achieve this, and we're working towards planning the next one together now. And so everyone who did come, I'm really grateful. Everyone who reached out and said hello, everyone who handed out the leaflets, stood there and held the banners, everyone who listened to the speeches, everyone who shared the content online, it's all very much appreciated. Laura's already sent over my speech, which I put up onto X and Instagram. When yours come out, the notice has shared yours as well, which was good. So those guys boosted your platform. So did the Europa guys. So that was quite good. Your speech done quite well on Twitter, to be honest. It's a shame you can't come back on. We do always tag Elon asking him to get you back on.
I'd love to be back.
Well, no, it feels like you're in the naughty corner and you just like have to watch on and watch everyone else have fun. And you're, it's like the SpongeBob meme. You're Squidward looking out the window while we're all having fun.
Well, look, mate, thank you so much. It's been great hosting you tonight. It's been an absolute wonderful weekend. I've got one last super chat. Wrathful Saxon Hamster subscribed on Entropy for 15. Thank you so much, my friend, for being so generous. And I'd just like to round it all out by thanking everyone who attended and helped make the demo so successful. I'd also like to thank Steve and Laura for being here tonight. Absolutely wonderful. Great guests, the best of British here on one stream tonight. And I'd like to thank everyone who donated so generously and also everyone who tuned in. I love you all. We've got an amazing community. We're finally achieving unity. This is what nationalism is about, taking our message to the public. All stood there, shoulder to shoulder, against the people who despise us, taking our message to the people who need it the most. What a successful weekend. Can't wait for the next one. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Good night, and I'll see you all again soon.